Good morning, everyone. I'm Francisco Oaxaca. I'm Director of Public Affairs here at First Five LA, and I just want to take a moment on behalf of our Board of Commissioners, our Board Chairman, LA County Supervisor Mark Ridley Thomas, and our Executive Director and California Health Benefit Exchange Board Member Kim Belshe, to welcome you to our offices. We are very excited to host all of you today, who I'm sure have been waiting very anxiously for this moment to arrive. With that, I would now like to turn the podium over to the Executive Director of Covered California, Peter Lee.
Thanks very much. Thank you. Good morning. And first off, I want to thank First Five LA for allowing us to use their offices to make this important announcement. And this is a really great day. So I can't emphasize more strongly how pleased we are to be able to celebrate our intention today to award millions of dollars in grants to groups up and down the state of California. This money is going to be used by these groups to launch a new phase for Covered California and the nation, to start reaching out and doing grassroots education and outreach to consumers and small businesses about what the Affordable Care Act means in changing health care for Americans. So I'm pleased to be making this announcement alongside Covered California's board member, Dr. Bob Ross, from the California Endowment, who's been an incredibly powerful advocate for doing effective outreach and education in many fronts, and I'm really pleased to be sharing this moment with you and glad that Dr. Ross will be able to share a few words a little later. Before you today, you see seven groups who will receive grants and therefore are going to be instrumental in helping millions of Californians get the affordable care they want and need. I'm going to introduce them now. With a special note that for those of you at the press, all of these individuals will be available to speak to you after the press conference. And I'm going to sort of go, well, they're scattered around, so they'll wave as I introduce them. But from the Asian Pacific American Legal Center, President and Executive Director Stuart Kuo. Stuart. From the California Black Health Network, Darcel Lee, Executive Director. Darcel. From California State University at Los Angeles, the Chair of the Department of Public Health, Professor Walter Zellman. Sonia Vasquez, the Policy Director of the Community Health Council. Albert Carlson, excuse me, the Research and Policy Director from SEIU Local 5231. David Chase, Director of the Small Business Majority. And finally, Maria Lumas, the Executive Director of Vision y Compromiso. Now, first, I want to thank each of these individuals that represent behind them often dozens of other organizations who have come together to say we have a historic opportunity in January 1, 2014 that they want to be part of. These organizations represent a handful of the 48 lead organizations that we'll be making grants to that will represent actually over 250 separate organizations, because you're seeing groups that have brought together partners, because what it's going to take in January 1, 2014, is partnership, is Covered California working with community groups working with one another, health plans, agents. It's going to be a huge task, but it's a task that's doable because Californians are coming together to make this change happen. I'd like to remind everyone what this change is about. First, it's about affordable coverage. It's about making health care available to 5.3 million Californians who we want to enroll. Half of those individuals, 2.6 million, will be able to use financial subsidies to make health care more affordable. The other half may not get financial help, but they're going to, for the first time, be able to pick health plans that they know will have value, that won't have the gotchas and gimmicks that health care has had for far too long. That's a message that we need partners like those you see up here to get out there to all Californians. There's a lot to learn, there's a lot to explain, and not a lot of time to do it. But if people don't know about the opportunity, they don't understand how to apply, they won't enroll. And it's been clear to us from the start that Covered California can't deliver this message from behind the desks in Sacramento. That's why we've sought out the groups and organizations that represent Californians, that represent the diversity of this state, that represent the mix of the geography, rural and urban, groups representing multiple languages, mix of population. So let me give you some of the numbers. So first, there's a bad news story here. There's 200 lead organizations that we did not fund. These are organizations across the state that many had great applications, had good programs, and we didn't have enough money. Those organizations, though, we are thrilled, we are sure will be partners with us in an outreach network, that they won't have funding from us, but they will be joined with us by our giving them material and resources to do the outreach, which we know they want to do. So what we're funding here is the first 48 education outreach grantees. 43 of these organizations will reach out to individual consumers. 5 will reach out to small businesses. And the total funds we'll be awarding at this time is $37 million. These organizations reach every one of the 58 counties of California. They have individuals that speak dozens of languages that will be reaching out across California, of course speaking Spanish, of course speaking English, but also Arabic, Armenian, Chinese, Mandarin, Farsi, Hmong, Khmer, Korean, Laotian, Spanish. Did Spanish again. We'll speak Spanish a lot here in California. I want to be clear about that. Vietnamese. So, and who are they? Who are these groups? Well, you know, they're faith-based groups. They're unions. They're colleges and universities. They are groups that are targeting specifically Latinos, but they're also targeting African-Americans. They're targeting Asian Pacific Islanders, targeting students, targeting small business, targeting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender communities. And when we look at what this means, these groups have come together to say, between now and the end of open enrollment in this coming March, they're going to actually reach out and touch 9 million Californians. So what they needed to say when they applied to receive these grants is how they were going to touch people, how they were going to be in their communities explaining the benefits of the Affordable Care Act. 9 million people and reaching 200,000 small businesses. Now, a lot of the Affordable Care Act is kind of confusing, and it's going to take human contact to explain it, whether to a small business or the individuals that we want to enroll. Now, these grantees will do more than just education and outreach. Grantees will be responsible providing real and measurable individual and business leads that we can then, with them, convert to enrollment. Now, this is about getting people in coverage. It's not just an educational issue. It's an engagement issue, a partnership issue. And these leads will then themselves, many of them will be assister organizations. And what these mean, what this means is, you'll be hearing a lot more of this in the weeks and months to come, is these assisters will be trained and certified by Covered California to help that individual come open enrollment that wants to say, you know, I'm a little bit confused. How do I do this? We're going to certify and train assisters to sit side by side and help people do those applications. Many of these organizations here are going to be assisters as well, are going to have certified, trained people when it comes to open enrollment. What we're doing now, though, is putting the fertilizer out there. We're starting to till the soil to get people educated so when it comes to open enrollment, we can harvest huge enrollment. So we're going to be allocating, of the $37 million, $34 million for consumer outreach and engagement. $3 million is allocated to organizations targeting small business. We still have another $6 million. We sort of held that in reserve, and we're looking at that to augment what we see works. And we're going to be looking at that augmentation later this year and going into 2014. And I wish there was time to have every single grantee standing with us today describe what they're doing. We don't have that time. We do have, though, here a list of all the groups that have been funded. And this booklet goes through the 48 organizations, and I really encourage you to look at this. It's a great picture of the diversity of California. It's a great picture of the sorts of organizations that care about changing healthcare in California and the nation. These are groups that have stepped forward and said, we are going to be part of change. It's a great cross-section. So before you hear some closing remarks from Dr. Ross, though, we do want to give you some texture of what these groups are going to do. So I'm really thrilled to announce one of our grantees, Sonia Vasquez, to come up and speak about her organization, the Community Health Council, what their plans for partnership, and then we'll follow up with a few other remarks and then take questions. Sonia?
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Again, my name is Sonia Vasquez, and on behalf of Community Health Councils and the 11 partners that we've pulled together for this initiative, we are delighted today to be one of the first recipients of the Covered California Outreach and Education Program. This is an historic moment, and we appreciate the support being given by Covered California to ensure that there is funding for on-the-ground education that will connect even the hardest-to-reach populations with health coverage. Community Health Councils is a nonprofit community-based policy organization with a mission to improve health outcomes, eliminate health disparities, and advance equity in health and environmental resources for underserved and uninsured communities. In order to have a broad reach across Los Angeles County, we have pulled together a network of trusted faith and social services organizations with the capacity and expertise to reach thousands of uninsured families and adults eligible for coverage through Covered California. Our collaborative mirrors the rich racial and ethnic diversity and culture of Los Angeles County and contains staff able to provide consumers information in a culturally and linguistically appropriate manner. The people currently served by those within our partnership, as within many of the grantees, are the very ones who will be reached by this initiative. We know all too well the significant challenges faced by this population, including losing or never having health insurance, language barriers, and an array of hardships that make accessing coverage difficult. We also know we have to provide education on some concepts that are new to them, like picking the best plan for them and or their family, and understanding copays and premiums. We have a short window of time to ensure everyone is educated and has the tools necessary to enroll in coverage. As such, we believe that our partnership of 11 organizations will be able to leverage their existing relationships in the community and meet people where they work, play, pray, live, and access services. Our goal is to have one-on-one communication and ensure that our community knows what to expect from Covered California and take action to enroll. We and our partners are excited to work with the 48 other grantees and their 250 subcontractors to help Covered California meet its mission make history as we realize the vision of the Affordable Care Act. Thank you again to Covered California for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Congratulations. Thank you again. So let me do a quick highlight of the other groups up here, because it really is a rich texture of California. So the Asian Pacific American Legal Center and its subcontractors will be reaching out to an estimated 135,000 people through small business, English as a second language, adult schools, town halls, school programs, and other strategies. The Legal Center is is the nation's largest legal and civil rights organizations for Asian Americans, Native Hawaiians, and Pacific Islanders. But among their partners are a whole range of groups: the Orange County Asian Pacific Islander Community Alliance, the Empowering Pacific Islander Communities, Korean Youth and Community Center. Again, these organizations have dozens of partners. The California Black Health Network will target colleges and churches, build block parties, do a media campaign designed to reach an estimated 200,000 African Americans, including West African, Caribbean, and Afro-Latino cultures. Cal State LA, nonprofit, is going to be reaching out to 250,000 students. Now, many of these students under 30 years old are uninsured. They're at the seven Cal State University campuses, and they'll be reaching out to them and their families to encourage them to get coverage. SEIU Local 521. It's going to use a phone bank, going door to door, something they know how to do well, holding community groups, events to educate an estimated 304,000 people in the uninsured union households in Central California, including the South Bay, Central Coast, and Central Valley. Visión y Compromiso will reach out statewide to nearly 174,000 workers of limited English proficiency and low income who work in restaurants, who work in construction sites, trucking industries, among others. They're going to visit churches, markets, schools, colleges. And Small Business Majority is going to reach out through webinars, in-person visits, events, to reach out to 200,000 small businesses that employ between 2 to 50. This gives you a sense of the outreach, the sense of the people that need coverage. We're thrilled to be working with them, and I'm thrilled to have a few remarks now from Dr. Ross. Dr. Ross?
Thank you, Peter, and good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for taking your time to celebrate with us, and in particular, the stars of this show today, as Peter rightly noted, are the recipients of these grant funds. Let me make just a couple of comments affirming some of Peter's remarks, but also putting this in some sense of context for the journey that we're on to make this program work. The moment we find ourselves in with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in California is we are now witnessing, particularly with this day symbolically, the transition of a health law that has been primarily owned by Washington, D.C., and primarily owned by the president and owned by the Congress and even owned for a moment by the Supreme Court. And this is now our program. This program belongs to the state of California and belongs to Californians. And we are the ones that have to make it work. Okay? So what we've decided and embarked on is a couple of strategies under Peter's leadership as executive director of COPPA California. And those of us that have been waiting for decades to see health coverage come to so many uninsured Californians and Americans. And the strategy you're seeing today is part one. Many uninsured Americans and Californians are going to require a high-tech approach. And so, as Peter will tell you, maybe in another setting, we have a website. And for people who want to enroll online and learn online and they live their lives online and they want to get this done online, we'll have that opportunity for them to do that, right? And then there's the high-touch approach. For people who need someone to help them talk to us about this process, learn about this process, make decisions, fill out forms, fill out applications. And this group today that we're announcing is very much a very important critical part. In fact, I would say the central part of that high-touch approach. And what you see across, as Peter mentioned, look at the faces of the leaders of these organizations. They are the faces of California. They are brown, they are black, they are white, they are yellow. This is the rainbow of Californians that we're going to need as partners, as full partners, to make sure that this works for the benefit of underserved and uninsured Californians. And so we are thrilled, just absolutely thrilled. As one member of the board, our board chair, Diana Dooley, and on behalf of the board, I just want to thank all of these partners for rallying to the cause of making this program work for Californians. And the last point I want to make is this, as Peter has said so many times, this is a big change really fast. We have a compass, but we also have a clock, and that clock is ticking, and the clock is ticking towards January 1st. Okay. And so we are chopping a lot of wood really fast to get the state ready in time. That said, we also know that it's not going to be perfect on January 1. We will have bumps, we will have bruises, but we will continue to move forward. And so one of the tests for implementing this major program, the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare in California, is how far can we get and how quickly can we get our state up to speed by January 1. And a major question is whether government is capable of doing anything this big this quickly. So, you know, the answer remains to be seen, but I have to say, as someone who does professional grant making for a living at the California Endowment, I am really proud of how nimble and thoughtful our staff of Covered California were in this process of getting the entirety of the state of California, these excellent, outstanding organizations on the ground as partners, helping us to get this done. And so, Peter, I do want to say, as a member of the board, thanks to you and the team at Covered California for a high-quality, inclusive, thoughtful grant-making process that selected the best and the brightest of community-based organizations that represent this wonderful state. So a big day for us. The work's not done. It's just beginning. But congratulations to all of the grantee recipients here today and all 48 across the state of California. And we'll continue to work in a public-private partnership with the California Endowment along with the governor, legislature, and Covered California to make this right. Thank you.
Dr. Ross, thank you very much. And I think it's important, as Dr. Ross noted, these folks are going to be on the ground. Come this summer, we're going to be on the airwaves in a big way. You're going to see us in TV and radio and communities newspapers. We're out there right now. You can go to coveredca.com, and you can find fact sheets in a dozen languages. You can find a calculator to help people understand what they're eligible for. But it's going to start with people on the ground, and these are the folks that we're going to be working with. Congratulations to these organizations and the others. We're counting on you. All of Californians are counting on you, and in many ways the nation is counting on you, because you are going to be at the cutting edge of making the Affordable Care Act work. No pressure, exactly. We, you know, join us in the pressure we live and breathe every day. And actually, you know, we relish the pressure because we are together making history. And Dr. Ross said it well. The Affordable Care Act is our Affordable Care Act. We're making it a California tool. We're going to be providing coverage to Californians. And we wouldn't be able to do it without you. We are confident we will do it with you. So with that, thank you again. Congratulations. And we're happy to take questions at this time.
And for all the media, please, who are online, dial star one. For media who are online, dial star one.
Star one for media online to queue up. If you're in the house, you can raise your hand. But any questions? Bashful crowd. Sir?
Approach and high-touch approach, every group is going to be the same operation going on, or there's one group is going to be more to the high-tech approach.
Right. So the question is we know that we'll have a high-tech and high-touch approaches. One of the things that's great about these over 250 organizations we're funding is they're taking different approaches. Some are taking high-touch. They're going to be at community fairs, at churches, across the table. Others are high-tech. They're going to do phone banks. They're going to do technological approaches. And that's one of the things that's great about this and the diversity of the state. We have diverse groups with diverse approaches. We're going to actually measure, see which ones work more for which population. So there's no one approach because there's no one consumer in California. Rather, we have a diversity of organizations taking different approaches. Behind all that, Covered California will have a website that will support any organization. And when it comes to fall, 2013 for enrollment, we're going to have that website where anyone can enroll. But even then, if you want high touch, sit next to someone because you're scared of a keyboard. We're going to allow that as well. Okay. Thank you very much. Sir?
On those languages that you're going to provide the information, the indigenous groups are included?
I can't say what of all the languages. Right now, again, we have a dozen languages that we've already translated material into. One of the things we've committed, though, is when it comes to outreach and assistance, if people don't speak a language, when it comes to the enrollment time, we're going to get an interpreter. We're going to actually do one-on-one translation. So which material we translate into which language, we're still working out, but we're committed, regardless of what language people speak, when it comes to enrollment, we're going to have people be able to help those people work through the system.
How are you going to measure the outreach for the communities so for them to reach their goal?
It's a great question. So the question, how are we going to measure the outreach? Some of you have heard that we talk about Covered California being an evidence-based organization. We're going to be measuring these folks a lot in terms of what are their efforts, how are they reaching out, and how are they actually providing what we call leads. So we're going to have head counts, we're going to have the sorts of people they're bringing in, and we'll then also track how many of those people enroll. Again, many of these organizations will also be certified to assist people in enrolling. And the game is about enrollment. The game is about getting people insurance. So education is the first step, but we're going to be measuring in the end, do we actually succeed in actually addressing what is a tragedy, that we have 6 million uninsured Californians. These people are joining with us today to say that's the wrong course for California. We want everyone insured, and that's the end measure that we're going to be looking at.
One last question.
Yeah, please.
Is going to be an 800 number for the people to report just in case somehow they haven't get their information from the organizations?
Great question. So is there going to be an 800 number? Yes, there is, and there already is one. Actually, if you go online at coveragecA.com, we already have staff that are ready to answer questions of anyone today. This is early on. We aren't going to be out there in a big way, nor will these grantees, until July. But even today, if you go to our website at coveragecA.com, 800 number, call with questions. If it turns out that someone's doing outreach and gets the message a little wrong, call us up. We are about improvement. We're about getting it right and getting it better all the time, and we know that's what these partner organizations are about as well. Thank you, sir. Other questions? We have a couple of questions on the phone. Let's go to the first person on the phone, operator.
We have a question from Stephanie O'Neill from Southern California. Please state your question.
Hi. Yes, I was curious on the Cal State, on the students. What are the plans to market to students who may be more inclined to pay a $95 fee?
Well, that's a
$95 tax dollars.
Right. Yeah. And this is where it's not just Cal State. Cal State and a number of groups are actually targeting students and, importantly, the families of students. And one of the things we're still working with Cal State and others, but they're going to be looking at workshops, conferences, providing information when people enroll. And, again, our job isn't to sell insurance. It's to get people coverage. And if people have good options for coverage that aren't through Covered California and it's good coverage, we say hallelujah. And our job and working with every one of these grantees is to educate people about the best options for them. Where students have the opportunity in some settings for a student health service, that can be good, but that might not cover a catastrophe. That might not cover something really bad happening. We want people to understand their options, and Cal State will be working on programs that educate students. Okay? Thank you very much. We have the next question up on the phone, please.
And we have a question from David Gorn from California Health. Please state your question.
Hey there. So I was a little surprised with when you have $40 million to spend and $37 million of that goes to a relatively small number of community-based organizations. Can you just talk about the philosophy of going with the larger community-based organizations?
Yeah. Good question. I want to note that while there's 48 grantees, it's over 250 organizations. And we encourage organizations to work together. What it's going to take to launch the Affordable Care Act is partnership. And what you're seeing in the groups that we've funded today is partnerships. You're seeing, for instance, the Asian Pacific Law Center has 11 partners that range from San Diego to Northern California that they have long-term relationships with. They know how to work together. So rather than Covered California from Sacramento saying, you guys should work together, folks came together in communities of interest, in communities of shared knowledge to make this work in California. From our perspective, we think it's a better strategy to give larger grants to groups rather than Covered California, pick a lot of very small groups, which means we'd be spending a lot of money on administration. We want money to be on the streets. We want money to be in the communities that we want to reach out to, which is why we've funded, over 250 organizations through the 48 prime grant recipients. Okay? Any follow-up there? Is that pretty clear?
Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Any other questions in the House? Sir.
My name is Hugo from Azteca America. I have a question. You mentioned subcontracting opportunities within the contracts awarded. Now, you just said right now that there's some subs. So are these additional subcontracting opportunities or within the program, the awards that were granted, subcontracts already being considered, or are there additional opportunities for subcontracting?
Yeah. No, this is within, among the 48 organizations, they brought forward partnerships that are part of who they submitted to say, we're going to reach our community with this group of 12 organizations. So these are subcontracts that are sub-grantees that are part of the 48 that we've awarded. So it is, again, over 250 organizations that are now funded partners. I do want to note that, again, there are hundreds of more organizations that said they believed in what we're doing. They want to be partners. We don't have enough money to fund all of them. We do have, though, the will and the resources to help them reach out as well. So we're going to be supporting every group that wants to be part of Changing California with materials, training, and support, and that's something we'll be talking more about in the future. But in terms of funding, these are the groups that you see us funding. Thank you. Ma'am.
Durina Melara from La Opinion. I have a question for Dr. Ross. What's the involvement of California Endowment with California, with Cover California? What's the relationship here?
So let me just say, there's no conflict of interest. our mission at the California Endowment is to improve health and access to health care for underserved populations and communities. That's our mission. And the mission of Covered California is to implement, become the execution vehicle to implement the Affordable Care Act and get people covered who are uninsured that are eligible for the benefits of the Affordable Care Act. So as you can see, there's some overlap in the missions there. So it's a very natural interest when in this case, I'm an appointee of Senate Pro Tem, the leader of the Senate, Daryl Steinberg, to the board. And one of the reasons why I was selected is because the members of our five-member board are not permitted to be in the business of health insurance or providing care, because we really wanted a board that was completely free of any particular conflicts. So there's a shared mission interest in the work that I do in my day job. And what we do is it's been great because we have a wonderful public-private partnership. We've been committed to improving health care for the underserved at the California Endowment since we were created 15 years ago. We continue to provide resources and make grants to advocate for improved health services as well as fund programs directly. And so with the opportunity of the Affordable Care Act, our board of directors at the California Endowment identified a $225 million special allocation to help make the Affordable Care Act work in the state of California. And so what we're doing in a very nice public-private partnership, we're keeping an eye on the kinds of outreach efforts and education efforts that we're each doing, the Covered California resources. There are some things that they can't fund, for example, which we will fund that help make health reform work. One example of that is outreach and education for the Medicaid expansion population, which really Covered California can't do directly with its money. So in a public-private partnership, we and some other foundations are stepping up to provide resources to help on the Medi-Cal education and outreach side. So we don't benefit financially from Covered California, but we do benefit from the standpoint of our mission for sure. And so we support the mission work of Covered California public-private partnership, but we're not the only foundation providing those resources. Blue Shield of California, the California Healthcare Foundation, other foundations are rallying to the support and the cause of implementing the provisions of the Affordable Care Act. And we try. We know that the magic of a public-private partnership is the way to make this work. And then the last point I'll make, we also know that the provisions of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, and the work of Covered California doesn't cover everybody. Okay, there are still Californians who will be left, even if we get everyone enrolled and including in that population are the undocumented residents of California. So at the California Endowment, we've chosen to make some resources available to try and make the health system and the reform of the health system be inclusive of people that are left outside of the Affordable Care Act and Obamacare. So that's how that public-private partnership works. And so far, I think it's going pretty well, Peter. But it's a reminder that we'll need all of us and various sectors working together to make this big change work for California.
And as he noted, as one of the five board members of Covered California, he's also my boss. And that was a brilliant, brilliant remark, Dr. Ross, brilliant. I would also note, and I think it's important in terms of the role that foundations play, is the $37 million that we're awarding today is federal funds. The federal government is investing in California to make the Affordable Care Act work, and it's our job together to get the enrollment and to get people insured to realize the vision that we as a nation for the first time are saying healthcare is a right. Let's make that happen in January, and these groups are partnering with us to make that happen in California. Other questions? There's a question on the phone, please. On the phone?
We have a question from David Gorn, California Health. Please state your question.
Hey there. Last thing. Peter, you said that there are hundreds of community organizations who wanted to be part of this. Do you have a number for how many people applied for this?
Yes, I do. Over 200 applicants. Again, many of those applicants reflected multiple organizations. We're awarding to 48 of the 200, so we had to say no to over 150 organizations.
And you still have $3 million to spend. When are you going to spend that?
Well, we will be spending a good bit of money coming up this summer on media, marketing, and advertising. We noted of the 43 million that the board committed to spend, right now we're holding 6 million to see which programs work. We considered doing a second round of grants to fill gaps. Right now, when we look at the groups we funded, we don't have many gaps. We think these groups reflect the ethnic diversity, the regional diversity of the state. The core target populations we think are critical: students, restaurant workers, low-income workers, racially diverse communities. So we're holding that right now to look at which programs prove most effective and if we see gaps coming over in this coming summer months. But so right now, we will look at that $6 million to, again, augment the existing grantees rather than have a new round of grant making and have more time spent on process. We want to get money on the streets in a way that will make a difference.
So just a quick follow-up. The shop exchange outreach is included in this $37 million.
That's correct. There's $3 million has been allocated to the six grantees that are serving the small business community. So that is part of this. When we do advertising, obviously it's going to be different messages. We need to talk differently to small businesses than we do need to talk to individuals, but that is part of the $37
million. Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Another question on the phone? Operator?
Our next question comes from Rebecca Vestley, iHealthbeat. Please state your question.
Hi, thanks. You mentioned high-tech approaches, and I was wondering if you could give us a little bit more detail on that. Are you talking about text messaging, mobile technology? And also I'm wondering if you are going to make available some of the details of the grantees' plans online so we can look at them.
Well, a couple things. First, I want to be clear that most of these grantees, these are people in the community. We're talking mostly high touch. These are people that are going to be spending sitting across from people out at street fairs, in churches, in schools, face to face. Some of them absolutely will be working and coordinating with us on social, on digital outreach to get people to come in. And so there's a range of digital and social outreach, which is tech, but it really is high tech to marry with the high touch. Even for those that have high tech, it's to get people in face-to-face interactions to be educated. And in terms of the strategies, we actually shared a booklet, and this is, again, Dr. Ross did it, but I should have, to Sarasota Taylor and the entire team have done a great job that we're able to release a booklet today that actually gives profiles. Cover California is committed to transparency. We're listing the groups, talking about how much money the intent to award is, and an overview of their strategies. In terms of how much detail on the strategies, we'll look about how much we release. But right now, we already have posted a list of the groups, their overall strategy, targets, and funding. Okay? Any other questions? No? With that, then, I want to thank you very much for joining us. And in particular, I want to thank the grant recipients. This is going to be a partnership effort. It is a very short amount of time for a historic lift. We're thrilled to be doing it with you. Thank you all very much.
Great, thank you. And for all media, you can find more information on hbex.ca.gov.